Okay. You got me. All right. The Bitcoin bull run. So I want to say the Bitcoin bull run made me realize I was wrong. There, I said it. You're right. I said it. I'm wrong. Do you guys want to know what I'm wrong about, though? I was wrong about all the people.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Who, how do I say this? I was wrong about the Bitcoin bros. I had some faith that some of the Bitcoin bros would come around and say, hey, this is a Ponzi scheme. But because everybody in the crypto market is a degenerate gambler, they're all pumping up Bitcoin. So I was right about Bitcoin. I was wrong about the Bitcoin bros. I thought some of them would see the light and realize just how big of a Ponzi scheme Bitcoin actually is. So I was wrong about the crypto bros thinking for themselves. I think a lot of them don't. They only buy when it goes up in hopes that they'll make quick money. They don't want to work for their money. They don't want to try. They don't want to put any real effort. They don't want to buy any assets that matter. I'm not saying, by the way, the dollar is worthless too. I think saving money is stupid. I think buying Bitcoin and saving Bitcoin is stupid. I think saving any currency, whether it's physical or digital, is stupid. That's all I'm saying. Now, people get very defensive about this. Bitcoin has become people's identity. It's unfortunate. Just the way the dollar has become people's identity. Rappers throwing the dollars around. Now, here's the thing. Money is worthless. Sure, money can buy you things. That's great. Money can even buy you assets for now. Eventually, currencies end up dying if they're not backed by anything. At least when I'm buying a stock, whether it's a real estate investment trust, an ETF that has a basket of stocks already, or just individual stocks that I find, anything. Which REIT, by the way, is still technically an individual stock, but whatever. It just has a lot of real estate under its portfolio. Anyway, I know that I'm buying something that is valuable. I'm getting something that's valuable when I invest in a company. I save my assets, by the way. I repeat, I save my assets. And I don't save my money. I don't believe in it. I believe that saving your money is a fool's game, considering A, money's not backed by anything of actual value. So it's valueless, and it depreciates in value over time. Also, the government prints money. That's huge, by the way. When government prints money, you fall victim to inflation. If I were to save $1,000 right now, the buying power of that $1,000 would decrease rapidly. The point is, you always want to have assets that are cash-producing, but also increase in value over time along with increasing their dividend. This is one of the reasons why I love real estate investment trusts, because rents for the buildings are inevitably going to go up year by year by year. Also, those real estate investment trusts that I invest in typically are really good at expanding and buying more properties. They usually issue more shares, which dilutes the value of the shares, but whatever. I'm really in it for the dividend, and I'll probably buy more on the dip anyway. Who the hell cares? My point is, I'm really a cash flow investor. If a company has positive earnings and loves to disperse those earned, distribute, I can't even think of the proper words, distribute those funds to the shareholders, I'm all for it. It's not tax efficient by any means. But here's the thing, I'm not going to go on and on and on about it, but I prefer a dividend over a stock buyback because I don't ever want to shave my position in any way. I want to hold my position forever and reap the benefits of the cash flows from the position. And I think if you have to shave your position in any way, I think it's just a bad idea. It's not tax efficient to get a dividend. It really isn't. But I do think it is future efficient to never have to sell any shares, even partial amounts. I think it's better, you know, it's like the old saying goes, why kill the golden goose or even shave off a piece of the golden goose when you can keep getting those eggs? I don't want to kill the golden goose. I want to keep the golden goose alive forever. I want the golden goose to keep making me more eggs, more golden eggs. It's a weird analogy, I know. It's not original. It's not an original thought, by the way. But it's a healthy one. Had to get down some orange soda. Anyway, what I'm really trying to get at, simple. Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? No. But yeah, overall, I do think the Bitcoin bull run has made me realize just how short people's memories are, because all of these finance channels start doing more videos about Bitcoin all over again, about how basically just encouraging people to get in. It's FOMO buying. It's fear of missing out. People are afraid of missing out, so they're just like, oh no, I better buy in. But then what happens is those are the people who tend to buy at the top when things max out, and then it all dips. Luckily, I don't believe in Bitcoin. I bet against Bitcoin using the Bitty. That's not financial advice. It's really just my financial journey. And I like to share my journeys with everybody. And my journey is I love the Bitty, the BITI ETF. It allows me to bet against the price movement of Bitcoin. It's cool. I mean, I like it. So when Bitcoin keeps going up and 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 up in value, which is all perceived value, by the way, and it's all hype. I think once the spot ETF gets approved, I bet you that Bitcoin tanks. But it also could go up. So if it does go up, I'm still going to bet against it because I thoroughly believe there's going to be lots of hedge funds who are going to help make Bitcoin bottom out. And when I say bottom out, I mean really bottom out. So what we're seeing here, it's going to be a lot of manipulation. In a lot of ways, I don't think people should want a Bitcoin ETF. Seriously, think about it. You're only allowing institutional money to get in. I thought the whole point was to defy the man. You're only aligning with the man. So creating a Bitcoin ETF is really, it's going to be a shit show. It's going to be fun to watch. I'm still going to bet against Bitcoin the higher it goes up in price. I have zero belief in Bitcoin. I just don't believe in it. I think it's, I really think it's fool's gold. And I think anybody who truly thinks it's worth something, you know, good for you. Good for you. I do hope you make some money from it. But just to let you know, it really is a Ponzi scheme because it requires all these new investors to get in to up the price. And then what happens is, all the old investors then can make a profit by selling off their position at a higher price and blah, blah, blah. And then the time goes on. Anyway, I don't know how many people are actually huddle, but it's crazy. Cheers, though. Cheers to all you hodlers. I'm gonna bet against you. I'm not trying to make you guys feel bad or anything. I'm just going to bet against you. That's just all there is to it. Bitcoin's a lousy investment at the end of the day. So, but anyway, hope you guys can make some dough. I really do. I don't really want to see people fail, but I do believe that if you think Bitcoin's worth something, I just don't know what to tell you. So have fun. Have fun, but I will continue to bet against you, though. Just to let you all know, Bitty Mike is out. I want the Bitty. Give me the Bitty.